Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 22nd of June, 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 1000 UTC, here's how the world's been treating itself. It was June the 21st, 1964, 41 years ago yesterday, that civil rights workers James Cheney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan. Yesterday, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, former Klansman Ed Killam was convicted of manslaughter in connection with those murders. Killam will be sentenced tomorrow morning. He can get from 3 to 60 years in prison. As I heard that news, I thought back to the bitterest of topical songs about that entire incident. Here's to the state of Mississippi. The author of that song, the great Phil Oakes, had entered Mississippi to sing for civil rights workers right as Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney disappeared. The song, written with all the ferocity of someone who deeply cared for the subject, was the most immediate result of Oakes's week in Mississippi that summer. I now wonder exactly how Phil Oakes would have felt had he lived to hear of yesterday's verdict. Last night, Scott Ritter appeared on the new Tucker Carlson MSNBC show for a grand total of 5 minutes and 10 seconds, minus the show's star's distortions of Ritter's positions taken in that Al Jazeera website piece that I cited earlier this week. Carlson opened himself up for a left hook to the temple by asking Ritter why he published the piece on Al Jazeera's website. Ritter replied, "Because the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and other mainstream media outlets in the United States won't run a piece like that." Direct quote. Carlson's response to that was simply another distortion of Ritter's claims. MSNBC is promoting that show as being smart and fast. Fast and loose is actually more like it. What Air America Radio's Rachel Maddow is doing connected to that crap is too truly ponderous. All it proves is that you need independent media to get the truth from. Corporate media shows nothing but one snow job right after another. There was a press conference at Lytton Plaza in Palo Alto, California yesterday. Lytton Plaza will be the starting point of an anti-war protest organized by Anarchist Action Palo Alto at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. And Police Chief Lynn Johnson has been dropping hints of violence in relation to it. Members of the organizing groups denied any violent intention on their part. More information will be found at anarchistaction.org. There's a new name in the race to head up the Parti Québécois. The former Parti cabinet minister André Boisclair has announced that he's trying to get the job being vacated by Bernard Landry. Now, if he makes it, he could possibly become the first openly gay premier of a Canadian province and, he hopes, lead Quebec into independence from the rest of Canada. The Archbishop of York, John Centemu, tells the BBC that he wants to eliminate all homophobia from the Church of England. Centemu is that denomination's first black archbishop, a native of Uganda, and was appointed to the denomination's second highest post last Friday. In the States, the self-proclaimed American Family Association has decided on its next boycott target, Kraft Foods, who are sponsoring the gay games. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from at least 3 different locations on the World Wide Web, WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, and we do have an expanding list of affiliates in that manner I'll be telling you about in the next couple of days, whatever support you possibly can, okay? Would appreciate it. A man passed away in Dallas on Monday to whom you owe the experience of hearing this newscast, or anything on your computer for that matter. His name was Jack Kilby. He was 81 years old, and 47 years ago, while working for Texas Instruments, he invented the integrated circuits, leading to the microchip. 11 years before that, he came up with improvements for the transistor. He won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 2000. I just got the listings for the upcoming notables who will be singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field during the seventh inning stretch of Cubs games. On Thursday, June the 30th, it'll be Bob Uecker, who had sang for the Brewers to win the first time he did it, much to the consternation of the Wrigley faithful. And then on the 2nd of July, when the Cubs play Washington, it'll be Dick Biondi, the recently displaced legendary disc jockey who has worked in Chicago on and off since 1960. Biondi's station, WJMK, was one of those that CBS recently killed the format of, and Biondi's listeners in Chicago are really ticked off about that. Joining Biondi will be several of the musicians whose records he made hits by playing them on WCFL in the late 60s. Ricky Rice of the New Colony Six, Carl Giammarisi of the Buckinghams, and Jim Peterick of the Ides of March. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear in God. Do not inhabit the same space.